Es un honor visitar a ustedes. Yo puedo charlar, comunicar en español, pero yo no puedo enseñar en español. Y qué lástima. Necesito traducción. Gracias, hermano. Okay, so we'll start in English then. He mentioned that I'm the preacher this morning, but this really is not a sermon. It's more like a class. And what I want to do this morning is explain to you why Christianity is the right religion. Now, probably everybody here already believes that. Or maybe not, maybe you're a visitor. But we're entering a time where people describe it sometimes as a post-Christian age. At least, certainly in the United States, but I think it's coming here as well. So we're going to have to learn how to live in a world where Christianity is no longer assumed. It's like Pontius Pilate asked. Pontius Pilate asked. You know Pontius Pilate? Pontius Pilate se pregunta a Jesús, ¿qué es la verdad? And the young people are asking that. The problem, as I see it, is that our culture is becoming less Christian. And the basic idea of morality that underlies our culture is being lost. And even at the universities. I've been a professor for about 35 years. And it's to the point where people, they almost laugh at Christianity. One time I was in a van with about 10 university professors, science professors. And this woman said, "Oh, Christianity, ha 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 ha. What a stupid religion. Did you know in the Bible it says if you wear clothing of two materials, it's capital punishment? When you wear clothing like of wool and cotton, two materials. It's capital punishment. You know. And I said, "Excuse me. The Bible doesn't say that." She said, "Yes, it does." Sí, sí. I saw it at a website. And the rental, I saw it on a website. And I said, "No, it doesn't say that." And I pulled out my Bible. And I said, "You know, people say the Bible is full of all kinds of science errors." But I've read it a few times. I haven't found any science errors. It got very quiet in that van. And then I said a quick prayer. Yeah, un hora rápida. Because I wanted to find that scripture. Could you find that one? It's in Leviticus. Levitico. And I knew it was on the right hand side of the page. About halfway down. So I started praying. And I found it. And I read the passage. And the point is this. In the world, belief in God and belief in the Bible and belief in science is being lost. So I want to talk about worldview. The question is, what is your worldview? And I believe we're going to need to engage in the world about what is their view of the world. So what is a worldview? Es la perspectiva.
James Scher dice que la cosmovisión es un conjunto de presunciones, es decir, suposiciones que tenemos sobre la composición básica de nuestro mundo.
So that's my topic this morning.
Ese es el tema de esta mañana.
What is the Christian view of the world?
¿Cuál es la cosmovisión cristiana acerca del mundo?
And some, what are some other views of the world?
¿Y cuáles son las demás cosmovisiones?
And then why is the Christian worldview the correct one? Now in a few minutes, I'm going to put up a slide which describes what I believe the Christian view of the world is. But I'd like you to do a little exercise while you're sitting there. Ask yourself, how does Christianity view the world? So I'm going to talk about the qualities of what I call a good worldview. Three qualities. Number one, a good worldview is one that's true. If what you believe is not true, that would be bad. But if what you believe about the world was true, that would be better, wouldn't it? And I'm going to argue that the Christian worldview is the only one that's consistent with reality. There's postmodernism, there's modernism, there's pantheism, Eastern religion, Islam, many different worldviews. And the problem with all the other, these other worldviews is that they're not true. That gives me confidence as a Christian. You know, we have different discussions and arguments. I prefer to be right than wrong. The second quality of a good worldview is that it successfully answers the questions people actually care about. Questions like, why am I here? What is my purpose? What is the right thing to do? These are the questions that everybody wants to answer. And I'm going to argue that only Christianity answers these questions in a way that satisfies. Point number three. The best worldview is one that makes you a better person. So what's a better person? I believe you could put an atheist, a Christian, a Hindu, and a Muslim. And ask, what does it mean to be a good person? That wouldn't be hard to figure out. A person of peace, a person of generosity, a person of compassion, a person of honor. And I'm going to argue that Christianity, even logically, logicalmente, that Christianity creates the best kind of person compared to any other worldview. Por ejemplo, budismo, hinduismo, otros. So I'm going to discuss two or three different worldviews, and then I'm going to talk about the Christian worldview. First, I'm going to talk about atheism or materialism. Now, in the world that I work in, as a scientist, this worldview is very common. In fact, my colleagues laugh at people who believe in Christianity. Remember the example I gave a few minutes ago? Really? You actually believe in Christianity? And you're a scientist? I say, yeah! You believe in atheism? And you're a scientist? That's my response. So why would that be? So let's describe this worldview. It's the idea that the only things that are real are things that can be measured. And anything that can't be measured is not even real. Now, for example, Richard Dawkins. I'm going to argue or claim this view is not true.
Eso no es cierto.
It answers none of the questions people care about. And if we accept this view, that's really scary. I would not want to be part of a culture that accepts this worldview. Now, if materialism is true, then there's no God, there's no truth, no morality, no justice, and we are just a bag of chemicals. Moléculos y químicos. No purpose. If it's true, then there's no heaven. And there's no meaning to life. And I believe that this idea is based on circular reasoning.
circulares.
And it's false. It's based on circular reasoning.
Y es mentira, eso no es cierto.
Because it's believed because it's assumed. It's believed because it's assumed to be true.
Okay, ¿se cree porque se asume que eso es
verdad? I was watching a video a while ago.
Yo estaba viendo un video hace un tiempo atrás.
And there was an atheist guy, and they brought him in there.
Y había un ateo.
And they asked him to explain his worldview. And they asked him to explain why it's true. And what he said is this. The only things that are real are things that can be measured. Morality, meaningless. Purpose in life, no purpose. And then he asked him, well, how do you know that? He says, well, you know, religion is so stupid and all these Christian people do so many bad things. They said, no, 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 we asked you a question. Why do you believe that? Oh, all those Christians, you know, the Crusades and the, you know, all the fundamentalists and all that. And he said, sir, we asked you a question. Why do you believe the only real things are things that can be measured? Answer our question or sit down. He said, because I believe it. Do you understand that? He had no evidence. I'm convinced that the evidence says that there is a God, actually. Now, I teach philosophy of science. And when I do, I tell them science is really good at answering certain questions. How large is that thing? How large is that thing? When did that happen? How does it work? How many are there? Science is really good at answering those questions. But I have a question for you. Do you really care about those things? Science is really good at answering questions that nobody cares about. Remember point two in my outline. Punto dos en mi... A good worldview is one that answers the questions that people really care about. What is my value? According to science, it's about 200 pesos. A little sodium, a little calcium. According to the Bible, you're worth more than the entire world. Much better answer. According to science, what is my purpose? To make as many copies of your DNA as you can. Think about that. If that is your purpose, what kind of crimes could you justify?
What kind of
crimes? If atheism is true, then what is the right thing to do? Because if atheism is true, that answer doesn't even mean anything.
Y si es así, esas respuestas que la ciencia nos brinda, no significan nada.
This worldview does a terrible job of answering the questions people actually care about. And besides, it's not true. How do I know it's not true? Because the universe was created. That's a scientific fact. And besides, it's based on circular reasoning. These atheists are so confident. These atheists, they're so confident. But what they believe is certainly not true. There is no natural process that produces a universe. There is no natural process that produces life. So remember, true answers the questions and makes a better person. Does atheism do that? It's not true. It gives vacío, empty answers. And does it make a better person? What if you believe there was no morality? What if you believe that justice doesn't even mean anything? And again, according to materialism, what is love? Love is molecules being released in your brain. And what is a human being? A bag of chemicals with nerve impulses. So why are we intimidated by this worldview? Does it make a better person? Imagine a world where there's no basis for morality. Imagine a world where there's no basis for truth. This is a terrible worldview. You know, Paul was in Athens in Acts 17. He preached a very different sermon there. Because his audience wasn't Jews. It was philosophers, Stoics, Epicureans. So if you look at that, very good. So if you look at that sermon, later, look at that sermon. In Acts 17. And Paul compared the Christian worldview to the philosopher's worldview. He says, in him we live and move and have our being. And then there's the main worldview on campus in America. It's postmodernism. On campus, in the youth, that's the worldview they kind of are immersed in. So what is postmodernism? It's the idea that there's no truth. true for you, but not for me. I have my truth, you have your truth. And the only real sin in postmodernism is to call something a sin. I was in Sweden a few years ago. I was at Stockholm University giving a talk about the existence of God. And I made what I thought was such an obvious statement. I made a statement that seemed so obvious to me. I said, some things are just wrong. And if you disagree, then you're wrong. This woman almost fell out of her chair. I was talking to her during the break. She was having trouble breathing. How dare you say somebody's wrong? But Jesus said, I am the truth. Postmodernism has two problems. Well, probably more like five problems. One is very confusing. And another one is, it's just not true. Personally, I believe in gravity. I know some people believe it's true, other people don't believe it's true. Let's see. I believe in gravity. You know, either God exists or He doesn't. I'm sorry. Either the Bible is inspired by God or it's not. If Jesus is true, then Muhammad is a liar. If Christianity is true, then Hinduism is false religion. Is postmodernism true? No, in fact, it's the negation of truth. Point number two. Does it provide answers that satisfy? It says there are no answers. There are no answers. Does it make a better person? Certainly not. Because there's no correct morality. One person says abortion is murder. Another person says, that's your choice. One person says, God opposes homosexuality. Another one said, how do you know? It does not make for a better person. I don't believe so it does at all. Okay, now I want to talk a little bit about the Christian worldview. Because honestly, it's okay to talk about Hinduism.
Hinduismo.
I'll do that a little bit. It's okay to talk about Islam. I'll do that a little bit. But actually, I'm here to talk about Christianity, yes. I want to talk about that. So what is the Christian worldview? Well, according to the Christian worldview, By the way, you can find all of this in Genesis chapter 1. Number one, the physical world is real.
Número uno, el mundo físico es real.
Hinduism says it's an illusion.
Y el Hinduism
says that the physical world is an illusion. They use the word Maya, illusion. So Hinduism says the physical world is an illusion. The Bible says it's real. So which is true? It's real. Also, the physical world is created.
Lo segundo es que este mundo fue creado.
According to Hinduism and Buddhism, the world is eternal.
Eternal?
Eternal, forever.
De acuerdo al budismo y otras cosmovisiones, este mundo es eterno.
Because according to these two worldviews, God and the universe are the same thing.
Porque según esos puntos de vista, Dios y el universo es lo mismo.
This is the worldview of 1.5 billion people. Actually, closer to 2 billion people. It's called pantheism. Pantheism. That God and the world are the same. They tell you that you are God, that we are God. But if that's true, if God and the universe are the same, then obviously God didn't create the universe. And so according to Hinduism and Buddhism, the universe is being recreated and created and destroyed, created, sustained, and destroyed. There's a problem with that. It's not true. I wouldn't want to be a Hindu. I wouldn't want to be a Hindu. Because I'd be wrong. I'd be wrong. Un error. The world is real.
El mundo es real.
It's created.
Fue creado.
And according to Genesis, it's good.
Y de acuerdo a Genesis, es bueno.
What's it say in Genesis 1:36?
Genesis 1?
1:36.
Genesis 1:36.
It's good.
Dios dijo que es bueno. Entonces, cada cosa que Dios creó, miró para atrás, dijo, es bueno.
It's very good. Does Eastern religion say the physical world is good? No, it says it's actually bad. New Age, Buddhism, Hinduism says the physical world is evil. The Bible says the physical world is good.
La Biblia dice que el mundo físico es bueno.
So which is it?
So, ¿cuál es la verdad?
The creation is good.
La creación es buena.
It's very good.
Muy buena.
So according to the Christian worldview,
de acuerdo al punto de vista cristiano,
the universe is real.
El universo es real.
It's created. And it's good.
Yes, well.
According to the Christian worldview,
there's
a physical reality and a spiritual reality. And according to the Christian worldview, the creator of both is Yahweh, God. And according to the Christian worldview, we are both physical and spiritual. Eastern religion says that's not true. Our physical nature is an illusion.
No creen eso. Dicen que nuestro cuerpo es una ilusión.
The goal of Hinduism is to no longer exist. That's not a very good goal, in my opinion. The goal of Christianity is to know God and to be known by God. That's a much better worldview. Now, one of the most difficult things to explain is evil. Which worldview can explain evil? Atheism says there is no evil. Really? There's no evil. So rape is not evil.
Rape.
And genocide is not evil. That's the worldview you're going to defend? The honest atheist says, yeah, that's right. According to Eastern religion, evil is an illusion. It's not real. That doesn't solve the problem of evil. All right, what about you, Christian? You said creation is good. So why is there evil? Ah, Genesis explains that as well, doesn't it? Why is there evil? Seems to be a contradiction. If everything God created is good, why is there evil? Because God loves us. It's the only correct explanation. Can you make somebody love you? Can you force someone to love you? For the singles out there, let me give you some advice. Don't try to force her to fall in love with you. Very bad idea. It's better to play hard to get. So the game of playing hard to get. In other words, you know, it's hard to get. Help me out. Never mind. See, love gives a choice. There were true trees in the garden, right? One tree, I like that tree. It's the tree of life. What about that other tree? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why did God put that in the garden? Was He trying to tempt us? No. God gave us a choice. I mean, why do we even exist? According to Hindu, so you can be dissolved into nothingness. So you can dissolve into nothing. Bad explanation. According to those modernists, according to the postmodernists, why do you exist? I don't know. According to the atheists, why do you exist? Accident. According to the Bible, why do you exist? Just go to Genesis chapter 2. Because God wanted a relationship with us.
Porque Dios quiere tener una relación con nosotros.
And love gives a choice. That's why that tree was in the garden. And it was a real choice. It's not like a choice between I give you 10,000 pesos or I punch you in the face. It's not like that. It was for knowledge. Great, deep knowledge. But knowledge that was bad for us. And we chose to say that God was not enough for us. And we lost our relationship with God. But really, that's the story of the Bible, isn't it? Let me summarize the Bible in about 3 minutes. Genesis chapter 1. God made the universe, and it was good. Genesis chapter 2. He created us because He loved us. And He wanted us to love Him and to love one another. Genesis chapter 3. We rejected His love. We were kicked out of the garden. And we lost our intimate relationship with God. Genesis chapter 4 through Revelation 20, God is in the process of fixing that problem. Revelation.
Yeah.
20, God is fixing the problem. And then Revelation 1:21 and 22. God fixed the problem. See, Christianity is true. It's true. The universe was created. The universe was created by God. And it's all good. It's all good. And yet evil exists because God loved us enough to give us a choice. But that brings me to the last part of the Christian worldview, which is God gave the solution to the problem. Because God is a God of justice, and He's a God of love. A God of love. Justice says, the wages of sin are death. And love says, God wants to be with us forever. But those two go in the opposite direction, don't they? But God's justice and His love, they met at the cross. God solved the problem. Christianity gives good answers to those questions. Why am I here? Because God wants to love us. He wants us to love Him and to love one another. What is my value? You are worth more than the entire world. What is my purpose? To be loved by God and to glorify Him. to be part of God's mission to save the world.
Para ser parte de la misión de Dios de salvar al mundo.
Last question.
La última pregunta.
Which worldview makes the best person?
¿Cuál es la cosmovisión que hace? Oh.
By the way, there's one worldview that I haven't discussed yet. It's Islam. Islam is closer to the Christian worldview than all the others, actually. That's interesting, isn't it? Sometimes the one you have the biggest fight with is the one you're closest to.
A veces, como en este caso, la religión que más chocamos es la que más se asemeja a nosotros.
The Muslim worldview is closer to the Christian worldview than all the others.
La cosmovisión de los musulmanes se acerca muchísimo más al cristianismo que cualquier otra cosmovisión.
Isn't that interesting?
¿No es interesante eso?
But it's not the same.
Pero no es lo mismo.
They believe the world was created.
Ellos creen que el mundo.
They believe that it was created good, actually. But there's a few differences. In India, who does most of the benevolent works? Who does most of the benevolent work? Christians, actually. Because in the Hindu worldview, suffering is an illusion. So it's not so much of a problem. So Christians go in and help. In the Buddhist world, it's the same thing. You go to Thailand and other Buddhist countries, and Christians are doing the majority of the benevolent works. But Islam is different. Because one of the five pillars of Islam, it's giving of alms, giving of, you know. So in most Muslim countries, most of the good work is done by Muslims. But there is a difference, because in Islam, those alms are only for Muslims. It's against the Quran to use that money to help anybody but a Muslim. Is that a better worldview? There's another problem. Remember I said the problem of evil is solved by Jesus on the cross, right? Because in Islam, it's works salvation.
In Islam,
you do a good deed, and then you do a sin, and then you do a sin, and you do something good? That's not justice. In Christianity, Jesus paid the price. And we live free of fear of God. In Islam, God is a God of mercy, but not of love. In Christianity, God is a God of mercy and of love. I need mercy. Yo necesito misericordia, but I also need love. So, maybe I said a little bit too much this morning. Maybe I even used a few words that were too big. But let me summarize. I think it's pretty simple. We live in a world that's becoming more confusing over time, don't we? Our grandparents felt secure. A Christian world. Christian truth. But I say, don't fear. Don't be intimidated. The Christian worldview is the only one that works. It's the only one that's true. And it's the only one that answers the questions people actually care about. It tells us questions like, why is there suffering? Why is there evil? So let's be confident. It's kind of good to know that what we believe is actually true. When I engage in discussions with non-Christians, I don't like to be prideful. I don't like to be orgulloso. But I feel confident. I'm right. They're wrong. And God has given us the answers. And the best possible thing for this world, to solve the problems of hatred and racism and crime and violence, it's simple. It's Christ. Christ is the answer. Thank you.
Good job.
Bueno, definitivamente un nuevo aplauso para el profesor John Cox. Después nos ha predicado la palabra. Si tú, como alguna vez, como yo, si me dudas acerca de la realidad de Dios en esta mañana.